So we have the two approaches to what Tosfos Kasha is. Tosfos Teretz as well, but only if the whole issue of the Kusim being possible is it's only Jabana Mina and the possible just Chachamim perhaps if you like Chachamim just decision to the possible is said that you need to certify him as a Kusim Chaver. So the Mela Mijabana, you have to see to it that he's a Kusim Chaver, but it's not going to create a problem in terms of the balance of the shade. Okay. Why is he not possible in Atayro? So that happens to be a very fascinating little safer. It's Kedai, you should know that. There's several things you should know that. One is if you open up the sections of Avodah Zarah in a typical 20-volume shas, in the back of Avodah Zarah you have Harius and Adios and Avos and a whole bunch of other things, other Masechtas, called Masechtas Ketanos. They typically have at least 7 official Masechtas Ketanos, and they're not Mishnayim. They are collections of brises. They're probably early brises that were put together, it's usually assumed, I think, that they're mostly brises from Tanaim, but that were organized and put together as Masechtos by Gaonim. So they're not really part of Shas formally, but they contain a lot of important material. So one of them is Avos Rabbi Nachman, which is like a Tosefta on Masechtos Avos. So then there's Masechtos Sefer Torah, I believe, Masechtos Sittas, and Masechtos Gerim, Masechtos Avadim, and Masechtos Kusim. There's Masechtos Derech Eretz, Masechtos Kala, Avadim and Kusim. So who is going to write a Sefer on Masechtos Kusim? Either he might have an angle with us, or obviously the Chaim Kanievsky, who likes writing on all things no one else writes on. Now, but you have to add before I tell you. You have to understand. He always tries to explain. I think I mentioned in the past, but in Sefer on Meshuach Mochan Ezra Rufan, he always explains that there. Why this is a very important Sefer to write? So he says, well, you should know, even though there are no Kusim Bezman Ozer, it's very important to have a Sefer on Kusim, because Chazal spoke about it in many places. And here he goes. We ran 50 Gemaras, and Tosefta's, and Yerushalmi's, and Mishra'alacha. And then, even better, is after he went to, after they already had the galleys were printed, before they went to print, he says, oh, I forgot another 30 Makoros where Kusim pop up. He's got like 150 places in Shas where Kusim are discussed. Even though there are no Kusims on there, it's very important to understand it. Pretty frightening. That Adam, he remembered another couple of, it's actually surprising he didn't get these Gemara the first time. In fact, he forgot a Tanzeh Yo, that's the end of sin. But anyhow, so then he has the Masechtos Kusim. Masechtos Kusim is like a page or two. But what he did is, he on top in the Masechtos Kusim. And the bottom is him. It's like he went well at the Mishnah Berurah on the Masechtos Kusim. He quotes two parts, Masarek and Masahek. In the Mitzahar, so it's a quick shot, and the Mitzahar is Bir Allah. In the Mitzahar, guys go for Anavadim, he has a sense of humor. So Anavadim is two parts of the Peyo Shalkin Yagov.
Shalkin
Peyo. So he raises this problem, and he points out, what's going on in this Tesis? Well, what's the answer? In Kusim Akashim and Atayah? But aren't they Avayanim? We're going according to the Lazar, they're all Avayanim. And they don't have Amunah. So he says, the answer is the Tanish Rambam. As a summary thing, say in the next 30 seconds, Rambam, you can take a look in Gimel, the Rambam writes, Tino Kshenishva. He says, when we talk about that Tikursim, it's the first generation. But their children, grandchildren, they think that's the normal way. So they're not Maminim, but nor can we hold it against them. For the Mela, so you can say that now Tayyar the Kusti is kosher. Which on tomorrow we're going to dive into the deeper end of the
stuff. Can we stop recording? Okay, I can speak freely now. Wait.